It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Michelle, welcome back.
Thanks, Ian. It's good to be back.
You had to go on a little vacation, like a 3-week vacation?
I was in California for 3 weeks and then Canada for a week.
Sounds lovely.
It was great.
Did you have a good time? Any issues with the TSA or travel?
Well, actually, come on now, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I did have some issues with TSA and The thing, though, that more than my issue was what was so upsetting in Boston when I saw a man nearly 100 years old in a wheelchair. And I'm not sure if he had a colostomy bag or a catheter or what it was, but he had to remove something and he was having a hard time. He couldn't even get out of his chair and there were four TSA agents around and making a whole hullabaloo with him. And my camera was already on the belt or whatever, so I didn't have one. Faisal's, I don't know what he had with his, but so I ended up turning around to the 150 or so people in line, because Boston's a big airport,
sure.
Logan Airport, and pointing out to the man and saying, look at this old man out there and what's going on, and they just kind of looked at me like I was the weirdo, of course, and I said, you know, TSA, they have the excuse that they're just doing their job, but what about you? You guys are saying nothing. You're doing nothing. You're not even shocked and appalled by what's going on. And this man turned to me and he said, well, this is for our safety.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
Gotta molest old guys for their catheters for our safety.
I asked him who he was afraid of, and he said the militant
Islamics.
Yeah, Islamics, right. And he turns out he's Jewish. And I said, well, isn't this kind of reminiscent to you of what went on in the concentration camps? And he said, no, that was different, of course. There happened to be a man in between the two of us, though, who's Japanese, whose families had been in internment camps.
Mm-hmm.
And this Jewish man turns around and he says, there were no internment camps for Japanese. What are you talking about?
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
This goes to show.
He was educated in the U.S. Mm. So that was really upsetting. And it took me 10 minutes to get into Canada, including the line. It took me 90 minutes to get back into the States. And it was, you know, the Border Patrol guy, take off your glasses and put down your phone. I wanted to film.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, excuse me? And he goes, did I stutter?
Wow.
Not even please, not even hello, nothing.
It's crazy.
Did I stutter? It's like, did you get that from a movie, buddy?
You know? You're Rambo. You know, they hunted him down and threw him in jail.
But it's good to be back.
That is, yeah. Oh, it is good to have you back. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And good for you for speaking out at the TSA checkpoint. Because it sounds like the people there were obedient as is typical. And I think the people that were talking back to you saying that they wanted to be protected by the TSA, that those are the kind of people that were on a Deimos jury. The people that just do whatever it is they're told to do. They believe the government's there, keeping them safe. And when the government prosecutor says to them that if they find a Deimos not guilty, that it's the end of law as we know it, that it's the end of the society as we know it,
chaos will ensue.
That's basically what this prosecutor told these folks. I know that you weren't able to, you haven't really been able to catch up at all yet as you just got back into town. But it was absolutely ridiculous. And it's still getting press, by the way. Russia Today did a follow-up piece. Reason.com also did
nice.
A piece. So there's a bunch of press that's been happening around this day.
You know what I'm stunned by is they didn't even bother reading the law during this trial.
At any point, the
At
whole
any
law
point,
was never read.
The law was never read, and usually that's done.
Yeah.
But here in a jury trial for three felony charges, they didn't bother reading the law, and it turns out the law says that if you're the one recording the conversation and you're involved in the conversation, that it's a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually falsely, convicted this guy. I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say about that. The judge, the prosecutor, the jury, nobody among this 20 people there took responsibility to read the law and apply it properly.
What about jury nullification, since that was just recently passed?
Oh, yeah, they talked to him about it, sure.
They did.
Yeah, I you know, I'm not a fan of jury nullification. I, you know, as far as I can tell, juries have, you know, unqualified people have no place, you know, making decisions like this. You know, I don't hold any hope, much hope out for juries to nullify laws.
I tend to agree with that. I hope that one day we'll find a jury that has the courage to nullify, and maybe we'll manage to change the zeitgeist. We'll manage to change the spirit of the times to where juries are more likely to nullify because they'll understand that it's an important role for them and that they can do something for their fellow
crucial
man.
Role, yeah. Really. I mean, that's like the fourth arm of the government in a way, because, you know, we've got the legislative, judicial, and executive branches making these decisions, et cetera, and it's really the public's way of holding them accountable at the other end, you know?
Yep. And the fact
getting
is,
a jury to nullify is harder than getting your mom to vote libertarian.
Well, the fact is, if there's... you know, if there are enough liberty-minded people in one place, it increases the likelihood
sure
that
does.
One of them are going to get on the jury. And as time goes on, it also increases
but
the likelihood.
But a jury nullification has to be an acquittal, isn't that correct? Not a hung jury.
I don't think there's any such definition of jury nullification. A hung jury, if you keep hanging a jury, that is also going to have some sort of a deterrent effect on a prosecutor. Obviously, it's the strongest form of jury nullification to get 12 people to vote not guilty. That, you know, you can't get any stronger than that. But a hung jury, I'll take it.
Oh, sure, I'd take it too. But
So again, and as more people are here, moving here, and more people are interacting with folks in their community, then more people are going to come across the ideas of jury nullification and hopefully internalize them and come to find the courage to stand on their convictions. Because I can tell you that when I did the outreach booth at the county fair, I was at the county fair for 5 days straight doing 8 hours a day of outreach.
Good for you.
One of the things I would do, I would ask folks if they were from New Hampshire, and the people that were from New Hampshire, I would tell them about jury nullification and hand them a New Hampshire NHJury.com flyer. And whenever I would explain it to somebody, they, of course, had never heard of anything like that, but they loved the idea, and they thought it was just peachy. So it's an idea that makes sense, and plenty of people have had family members who have been abused by the court system, and, you know, this could maybe show them a way to help end this.
Well, I'll tell you another problem with the New Hampshire juries is that they hear from the prosecution last. The prosecutor in Adamo's case was able to characterize Adamo as a person who wanted to eavesdrop in on conversations between law enforcement and rape victims. This was how he characterized Adamo making telephone recordings as the press asking about a situation where a student was thrown onto a table by a police officer. Asking questions, recording it, asking for a comment and recording is not an unusual thing. But this guy was, you know, characterized, Adamo had no opportunity to rebut.
So your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. There's big international news developing basically as we speak, right, Mark? There's something happening in Ecuador.
Yeah, this
with Julian Assange.
3 hours ago, and it's been happening for some time now. Ecuador grants asylum to Assange, angering Britain. And I had heard about this. Ecuador granted political asylum to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Thursday. I guess that's today.
That's big news.
Yeah, I thought this was yesterday. Maybe it was Thursday their time or something. A day after it said Britain had threatened to raid the Ecuadorian embassy in London to arrest the former hacker. Britain has said it is determined to extradite him to Sweden, where he is accused of rape and sexual assault. I don't know why they use this terminology. This is not rape. I guess what he's accused of is, like, telling lies, like, oh, yeah, I'm single or whatever, to these women, not...
So that would possibly be fraud because he promised
like a
them something?
Thing. It's more like a fraudulent situation.
I see.
Isn't that part of the sexual courting, you know, thing between men and women?
I think
you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and we turn around and say, that's the biggest thing I've ever seen?
Right. I mean, I've heard that before.
855-450-3.
Sure you have.
No, I meant...
1-855-450-3733. You can take control here. We can do more about the Julian Assange situation in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want to. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Oh, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go and download them. a bunch of them, going all the way back to late 2006, all for free, freetalklive.com. Right at the top, you'll find the last 7 days worth. And then if you want to find a whole bunch more, you can click into the archive section, or you can go to our SoundCloud page, where you'll find access to years' worth of archives, and they all have a share button on them that allow you to easily share them on your Facebook page. It builds a player right into your Facebook page. It makes it easy for your friends to play back the show that you want to share with them. So go to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there, and you can go there, listen, download, share, whatever you want to do. freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins appear to be on a rally. If you're looking for an opportunity perhaps to make some money, this might be the time. You know, you get in, you know, they go up. I don't know whether they're going to stay up or, you know, come back down. I wouldn't claim to be giving it financial advice, but I'm pretty excited about what's going on with Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. It's usable on the internet where you can send and receive money. You don't have to pay any fees. Nobody has access to your account. They cannot freeze it. They cannot force you to pay fees if you don't want to pay them. Nothing. And you can get your Bitcoins by going to bitinstant.com. They've got more than 700,000 locations where you can deposit money around the world and get some Bitcoins. They'll probably be in your account by the time you get home. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, so our number here again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll come back to Julian Assange here in a moment. Jared's on the line. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live on the amp lines.
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, I just wanted to comment about the wiretapping laws. I was listening to the podcast from yesterday's show.
Yes, sir.
A lot of states, their wiretapping laws have changed due to lawsuits. For example, I believe you guys mentioned that Washington State was a two-party consent state. It is, but they have a case law that says it doesn't apply to recording public workers. So therefore, it's a one-party state, say if you're recording a cop, but if you were recording a phone call between, say, you and Mark, then yeah, it would be a two-party.
Well, of course, we had the during the Ademo trial that happened on Monday, and you can see this in the raw footage, and I imagine this is going to also make it into any edited footage that comes out just because it's absolutely ridiculous. The school principal, a government school principal, gets up on the stand, and she admits that she is paid from tax dollars and then says she's not a public official. So what happens
there? She's not elected, so therefore she's not a public official.
Right. So what happens in Washington if you record a government bureaucrat and then they claim they're not a public official? Is it then illegal?
I have no idea. I mean, I guess anything's possible in the legal system, as you guys well know. But, I mean, there's been numerous videos from Washington State from recording on traffic stops or back in the day when they had problems with, say, open carry, and they've never been charged out there for it because even the prosecutors understand that when it comes to a cop or whatever, that they can't hold that law to you. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, you guys have a bad law up there, but I think the prospects of getting it changed are pretty good, and I really think that Ademo has a good case on appeal, number one, because they mischarged him. They used the, they misapplied the statute, number one. Yeah. Number two, there's got to be attorneys, whether it's from the ACLU or somewhere else, who are just chomping at the bit to get a law like this struck down, because I believe in Chicago, I think it was an Illinois state judge, but they threw their wiretapping law out, and it was basically the same thing. Someone was recording a Chicago cop or something, and the video came out, and they charged him with a felony. And so, I mean, you know, it takes work to get rid of these laws, and I know it's a very frustrating thing, but, I mean, at the same time, too, I mean, what's the point of, you know, clogging up the court systems or trying to make a change if,
agreed.
You know, people aren't going to go through with it.
I'm not sure Ademo has much chance to appeal based on.
Well, there's talk
that,
about hiring a lawyer to do this.
I'd love
this
to see it.
There's rumor that there's some.
The problem with hiring a lawyer is they always believe you have a case when you're waving money.
You didn't
in
let me finish my statement.
I'm just like.
No fighting.
There's rumor that the attorney is a Free State Project participant who is willing to do it just for the filing fee. So just whatever the $300 or $180
that it
costs.
From the constitutionality of it, that's something that a lawyer might want to look at. But what I meant from Adamo's point of view is not even appealing on the constitutionality of it, but just appealing on the fact that the judge, the jury, and the prosecutor all misapplied the statute, and there's no way he could be guilty of a felony, even if everything that they said is correct, because he was party to the phone call. So.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And I hope that we'll have more, you know, liberty-oriented attorneys come up here to New Hampshire and help us out with some of this stuff.
And do work for free.
You know, I think that if it's a good case, if it's a good case, shouldn't they be getting paid on contingency?
I don't know how that works. I mean, weren't we told by a lawyer here that is a Free State Project member that they can't get paid on contingency
somehow? That's not true. They're only limited to the percentage that they can take on contingency. So they can only take something
What's the contingency in winning in a criminal case?
I haven't the slightest clue.
What's the prize? I've never heard of anybody getting a cha-ching.
I guess you'd have to do some kind of civil case or something like that.
I suppose.
I don't know, man.
Two lawsuits you got to do to win.
I don't know. I just know that everybody thinks that the law is such a great idea as far as changing it is concerned. So, you know, maybe those people should pony up some money to do that. Like I said, I'm willing to pony up money to help out the filing fee.
I would pay for that. Yeah.
So
can we go back for a second to the definition of an official? Because you said that this the principal stood up before the jury and said that she was not
a public official.
Okay, so the law didn't apply to her.
That's what she believed.
Okay, so has anyone looked to see what the benefits are that a public official receives to see whether or not she, in fact, gets any of those benefits?
Oh, there is no definition of public official, as I understand it. There was a discussion at the State House yesterday, which I attended, about changing the wiretapping laws, where there was discussion about having a definition of public official and, you know, having that laid out. So as I understand it, at this point, they do not have any sort of definition like that.
So how can you claim to be something that hasn't been defined, then?
I have no idea. So there you go.
Well, the reality is she's probably never been challenged on it, and she's never viewed herself in that context. So
because
it's a matter of being exposed to that, you know, that train of thought, I guess you could say.
Well, because it'd be possible then to claim that she perjured herself.
You would have to intentionally perjure yourself. I mean, I would imagine the burden of proof would be, you know, on the state to say she perjured herself. Because, I mean, a lot of people, when they take a job like that, they don't view themselves as a public official. I mean, they just view it as a job that they apply for, and that's it. And I don't think they think too much about it.
I hear where you're coming from. Thanks, Jared. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I got a newsflash for them. As far as I'm concerned, if you're taking public money, meaning money that was stolen from taxpayers, and you know, you're getting a paycheck, you're a public official.
Yeah.
I agree.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think most people agree with that. And saw
this the definition.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, we looked it up, read it. It's the definition.
It's a slimy lawyer who has now turned into a school principal. 855-450-FREE.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com takes you there. And like the rest of our website, it is totally free. That's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Mailtojail.com is now making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using bitcoins. Like a demo. You can donate directly to his commissary or any other jailed liberty activist with your bitcoins. You can also support mailtojail.com's great work, because what they're doing is they're helping you connect with people that are behind bars that were probably, hopefully, an inspiration to you. People like Ademo. I know that he's inspired a lot of people. And when you're behind bars, it sure does help to get mail every single day. And mailtojail.com can help make that happen. It's easy for you. You just go to mailtojail.com. You select who you want to send mail to. You type out your letter to that person, and then mailtojail takes care of the rest. They print it out. They put it in an envelope. They address the envelope. They stamp it. They send it out. So they take care of all the work behind actually sending something through the mail. And it's huge. I mean, it's a big deal. As being somebody who's been behind bars for a couple of months, mailtojail.com was the number one source for outside of jail contacts. It was awesome to have people sending me things from all around, not just the country, but people internationally sending mail to jail. And if you think about it, that's a real benefit for people internationally, is that, you know, if you are living in some other country, it's probably going to cost you a little bit more than average to send something physically to the U.S. But if you send a message to mailtojail.com, those mail pieces of mail are going out from New Hampshire. So it's only just, you know, you can write to somebody in jail in the U.S. for regular postage rates, regular U.S. postage rates. So it's pretty useful. It's a great service, and I recommend you go to mailtojail.com. You can write to Ademo right now. He's going to be probably stuck in jail for at least another couple months, unless there can be some sort of a pardon. And I don't know what the pardoning process is like, but there are people who are talking about doing a calling campaign.
To Governor Lynch.
That's right. I called today. And I talked to one of his, whoever it was that answered the phone, and I asked him if he had heard about what happened to Adam Miller. And I spelled Adam's last name, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, and he said he had not heard anything about it. And so I invited him to go and Google Adam Miller's name and look on the news results and see that there's international coverage from all over the place. I mentioned a couple of the international organizations covering this, like Huffington Post and RT and WikiLeaks. And I suggested
it doesn't stop there. There's a lot more. Yeah,
it's on CNN actually.
Yep. And I suggested that he take a look at that, and that I wanted to know what John Lynch's opinion on this was, and when. He would be issuing a pardon, how he feels about that, and I wanted a call back, and I pointed out that every time I've ever left a message for John Lynch asking for a call back, I've never actually gotten a call back, and I always drop that I'm on 100 radio stations across the country, like, you know.
Sure doesn't hurt, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe it'll increase the chances that they'll bother calling me back, but no, they've never called me back once, so anyway, I decided that I would also invite some other people to do this, because I know I'm not the only one who's interested in this, so if you would like to contact the New Hampshire Governor John Lynch about getting a pardon, you can go to freekeen.com. There are details there right on the front page at freekeen.com regarding the phone number for the office. There's a link to an email form that'll allow you to send an email if you'd prefer to do it that way. Even a fax number. Maybe you'd rather send a fax to him. You can do that too. So give you the connections that you need to get them your opinion, and hopefully we can put some pressure on and get a demo out sooner rather than later. Maybe.
But you know,
I'm not going to get my hopes up. But.
Even if he's in there, I'm really confident that Ademo will make full use of his time, and that he will, you know, be spreading the message of liberty while inside. I know that Derek J, while he was in there, he actually was able to have some really good conversations with people, and he ended up working on a lot of manuscripts and things like that. And I mean, I'm not saying that it's a plus to be in jail, but it is. You know, he's going to come out better, and those that put him in there are not going to prosper in the way that Ademo will during that time.
Speaking of Derek, he's on the line with us with Eddie Free calling from D.C. Hey, guys.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Michelle, it's great to hear your voice. Great discussion, guys.
Wow. Two of my favorite people.
Yeah, and what you were saying about mailtojail.com is totally true. It is the most important resource that I had while I was on the inside of jail, and I hope that folks will help support that organization and the fine work that they do.
Absolutely.
And they will certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, so what were you guys calling about tonight?
Well, the most important thing that's happening is the Raw Milk and Lemonade Freedom Day, and it's actually going to be a whole weekend event. It kicks off tomorrow and goes right on through till Saturday, and there are going to be all sorts of civil disobedience and raw food enthusiasts converging on the Capitol, coming from all over the country. There are folks here from California as legal observers and specialists, and I'm really excited to be here. This is actually the event that I'm going to use to kick off the Freeman in Exile Tour, and so folks can start reading about it on libertyontour.com starting tomorrow. So
excellent.
I just wanted to let all the listeners know that this important event is going on, and that even MSN has been covering it and some other organizations.
So, oh, wow. You guys have already gotten coverage is what you're saying.
Yes, they've already gotten coverage, yeah.
I was saying you've already gotten coverage. That's great news.
Yeah, well, this is Eddie. I just found out that the Drudge Report picked it up this afternoon.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We're excited about that.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's huge. And I know that Lemonade Liberation Day, I believe, is it called Lemonade Freedom Day or Lemonade Liberation Day?
Well, it's Lemonade Freedom Day. I think you're saying Lemonade Liberation Day, because that was the name that I called the D.C. event last year, where Meg McLean, Will Duffield, and Catherine Zill were arrested. So that particular one was Lemonade Liberation, but it was all a part of Lemonade Freedom Day.
And this is going on nationwide, if I'm not mistaken. Not everybody's going to be, obviously, in D.C. This weekend for this. On Saturday, it's the main day. But I know that up here in Keene, there's going to be a young lady who will be setting up a lemonade table.
Kate's younger sister, right?
Yep. From ladiesinkeene.com. They're going to be setting up a table on Main Street. So that should be exciting.
Going to get some action there.
Yep. And so lots of people around the country, as I understand, are participating.
That's excellent. You know, tomorrow we're doing a rights workshop. This is Friday. We've got Kristen Campy, the producer of Farmageddon. She's coming in. Max Kane, he's got...
Oh, right on.
Yeah, we've got Max Kane. He's dealing with the state at this moment. John Moody, he's dealing with the state as well over raw milk issues. Of course, we've got Pete Ayer from Cop Block coming in. We've got Clyde Voluntarist from NeverTakeAPlea.org, Derek here. So we've got a lineup of great speakers.
Fantastic. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I know some folks are coming down. Obviously, Derek's already there, but I've heard that there's some other folks coming down from Keene.
And you can do this anywhere in the world. I don't know what it's like, say, across Europe or, the English-speaking world when it comes to kids setting up lemonade stands. But here in the United States, the cops are shutting down kids' lemonade stands and going after raw milk producers. And it's
right.
Nuts. They're just drinks, and it's crazy.
It is.
Eddie, what is the website for this? Eddie?
I'm sorry?
Can you give me the website for this event?
Sure. Lemonadefreedom.com.
Perfect.
And you can go to rawmilkfreedomriders.com. But what we're doing is we're live streaming Friday and Saturday, and we're asking folks to take the live stream from Ustream. It's on the event page. It's on the website. And go ahead and embed it in your website and go ahead and host it yourself. Have your own discussions with your own followers from your website. And you know, D.C. is different. The police here are a little bit different because, you know, the eyes of the world are watching them. So we want folks, you know, in case that they do decide to aggress, if they don't choose the right thing and stand down.
I hope they learned their lesson last year, because they did aggress against some folks last year, but they ended up dropping all the charges. And you guys are going to come back again, and hopefully they'll know enough to stay away and leave you alone and let people drink their lemonade and milk in peace. And guys, thanks. Call us. Let us know what happens. Would appreciate hearing from you as the event develops. And thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-453. You take control.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we bring to you there. They are all completely free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, I would recommend that you shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then whatever it is you're looking to purchase, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the price. So it's Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. It's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Click into the right one for you and get the stuff that you're looking for. You'll get a great deal because it's Amazon. It's the same price as you're used to. The only thing is you're entering through our portal, so they cut us a portion of their profits. It's that simple. So once again, head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you want at a great price and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Let's continue with you and your calls. Then coming up, we'll get back to Julian Assange and what's happening to him as he seeks asylum in Ecuador. Apparently, that may not be enough to protect him from the aggression of the people calling themselves the UK government. But first, Jenna is on the line listening in South Carolina. Jenna, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm just going to forewarn you, my connection is always horrible because I have something important to convey.
It sounds
so
fine.
If I get disconnected, I apologize.
You sound fine. Go ahead.
Anyway, I wanted to make it, everyone needs to understand, this is all about trust law. Everything.
What is all about trust law?
And if they don't know about who Gordon Hall is, they need to start learning about Gordon Hall and how to accept the contracts that are being formed with you. Three doors
contracts
that you can walk through. I think he says three or four doors. One is you can accept it, or you can conditionally accept it, or you can dishonor it and fight it.
So now, look, Jenna, before you go on, I'd just like to tell you that I've heard about all this before, And I've attempted to utilize these this contract theory, the idea that the government people are constantly offering you agreements, and by continuing in their processes, you're consenting to these like hidden agreements. You know, they're not actually spelled out in any way, shape, or form, but somehow it's a contract, and you're somehow agreeing to it by your silence and you're continuing with their processes. And I can tell you that by my observation, it's all a bunch of hokum. It's nonsense, and basically, there are no magic words that will get you out of the aggressions of the state. But I'd like to challenge you, if you believe this is true, what evidence can you provide from your own personal experience that it actually is?
Okay. I recently was pulled over. And
hold on.
I just,
were pulled over. Wait, before you go on, Jenna, why would you pull over for somebody? You haven't accepted a contract for them. I wouldn't just pull over for anybody.
See lights when there was no emergency, and I thought maybe I injured that officer, but I noticed he had just got through pulling someone else over. So when he pulled me over, I thought, obviously, he's made a mistake. So I got out of my vehicle, and I started walking back, and I said, what is the nature of your inquiry, officer? And he tells me to put my hands on the car. I said, I don't recognize you. I'm like, I need to see your identification. I need to see your driver's license.
I don't believe that word of that, actually.
You or not, I'm not done. I got arrested, okay? So you don't have to believe me. It's on video. I'm sure they're not going to release it. Or if they do, they'll run a magnet over it like they do all the time.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, exactly. So he immediately said, that's it, you're under arrest, you're DUI.
Okay.
He put me in handcuffs. And I said, he goes, I need your driver's license. And I'm like, what evidence do you have that I was traveling? I said that I was driving. And he goes, you're a sovereign citizen. He calls for backup. I said, what are you talking about? I never used the word sovereign citizen. I used a new approach. This is the first time I used it. It got me locked up, but I tested out every theory that we've been hearing from these Gordon Hall people, and I have to tell you, I did see a difference. I said to the officer, I conditionally accept your offer to unlawfully kidnap me with no proof of claim. I'm like, or can you produce a proof of claim? I'm like, because I demand that you provide proof of claim that I've actually injured you or somebody else. And if you don't,
and the officer was likely very confused by this because he's probably never heard anyone talk to him this way.
I said, or $300,000 payable up front in United States lawful currency, which I know you don't have. And so basically they came, they put the drug dog on me. They all surrounded me. I kept, you know, I conditionally accept your offer to unlawfully aid and abet in the kidnapping of me, blah, blah, blah. I kept doing it to every officer, and they were all, like, freaking out. And they ran the drug dog around my car, and it was really funny because the drug dog, they're like, the dog hit on the car, but they were already searching the car. So I said, you're already searching it. And so one of the cops says to me, he said something to me, and I responded. He turned his emergency lights on, and he said to me, you didn't have to pull over. And I said, so you're saying I volunteered? Is that what you're saying? I said, because I'm not going to volunteer for anything else. I can assure you of that. And so I'm already in handcuffs. They're going through my car. They're like, the drug dog hit on the car. I'm like, you were already searching it. And the drug dog, they open up my trunk right then, and the drug dog jumped on top of the dog of my a bag of my dog food. And I started laughing. I was like, it looks like your dog is hungry. The dog just attacked the dog food bag like it found a prize. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. So then the guy's like, the one cop came up to me and threw the plastic straw that you're supposed to blow into the field breathalyzer test. And he threw it at my mouth while I'm surrounded by all these other cops. And somebody, you know, was trying to get me to say something, and I just wouldn't even talk to them. And he tossed it right at my lip, hit me right in the lip, and he goes, that's it, you refuse to blow, you're going to jail. So he throws me in the back of the cop car. They were doing an all-night bust. They had a whole roadblock that we drove through, and they were doing the roadblock right around the corner from the jail. And they were basically on a witch hunt, you know, getting everyone that they could.
Sure.
And so when we got to the jail, I didn't want to get out of the car. I said, is that an offer? Or I said, is that a request or a demand? And he said, it's a request. And I said, request for me to get out of the car, $10,000 payable up front in United States currency. Mm-hmm. And then they went and got this big black guard from the jail. And she's like, come on, sweetie, just come with me. I'm like, I am not volunteering. I want to be restored to where I was before I was kidnapped. And so she basically grabbed me and tossed me. She, like, storm-rolled me. Like, she was like a defensive linebacker all the way into the jail. And it was crazy because these doors, like, open. She's immediately, like, got behind me. And she's, like, she's basically, you know, tackling me. And
okay.
Don,
so far the magic words haven't actually stopped them from doing any of these things to you. So
it didn't stop them from doing any of them. So when I got in there, they're trying to like get me to take a picture and stuff. And I've heard that everything you do is voluntary. So I shut my eyes. I wouldn't look at the camera. I squinted my face. I made the weirdest face. It looks like they said to my boss who picked me up, it looks like she's crying. My boss said, I highly doubt she was crying because I was making a face and making sure my eyes were closed. And I wasn't
Did they
looking at the
then
camera.
Charge you with
away.
Refusal to process? Because that's what they'll charge you with here if you don't go through.
They did not charge me with refusal or anything. With it. They didn't know what to do. They had never experienced anything like me because I told them photo shoots are $10,000 per photo shoot. Payable
I think this is great just to give them a hard time. I mean, right. I support it on that basis.
And I did it because, I, you know, for the first time, it wasn't inconvenient for me to go, and I wanted to test all these theories also.
Great.
And so I ended up, I just started sitting down because I was not going to volunteer. They went and got a wheelchair and put me in the wheelchair, and I just kept my head down because they were, all these cops were walking around trying to videotape me.
Yeah.
And so I just kept my head down with my hair, which is really long. I looked like Cousin It, and I just kept sitting there. And this guy saw them all attacking me and stuff, and he was freaking out, screaming at them, telling them not to attack me. And every time they tried to get me to do anything, I just wouldn't accept it. So I finally... they try and process paperwork by, they found like my passport, it was wrapped in aluminum foil, took it and they cross-referenced it trying to find a license for driving. And they pinned all this information to this paperwork and then they put me in front of the jail cell, or not the jail cell, this window where the magistrate was, and I heard the cop back there talking to him and he's like, we can't get her to do nothing. And he goes, well, you're going to have to let her go. He's like, get someone to come and get her. And the cop's like, the judge goes, that's all you can do. And so the judge, he goes, hang on. He goes, let me talk to her. And he comes out from this door, and he's like, ma'am. And I wouldn't answer to any name they called me. I wouldn't answer to ma'am. I looked up and I said, judge, do I have a right to a fair trial? And he says to me, no. And I said, I don't have a right to a fair trial, judge? And he said, well, yeah, you do, but not now. And I said, judge, can there be a fair trial if there's a conflict of interest? Says no. And I said, which party do you represent in this matter? And he looked at the cop and he said, get her out from that window right now. He's like, get her out of here.
I've used those lines before, too, and it really puts them in a bind, but they still do whatever they want. I mean, that's a great line. Those three questions are Mark Stevens questions from markstevens.net.
I was doing it all, man. Let me tell you what. Yeah. I mean, I've been
You're different, Jenna. I have to give you credit. You actually have a story. Almost everyone who calls with these claims is like, oh, I've heard that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or this expert says that blah-blah-blah. Well,
if you write on the side of your car with whiteout that says that it's a vessel, and not an automobile, then you will be free to go.
All right. I would like you to hang through the news here because I want to finish your story. It obviously doesn't end there, but you've been trying all these tactics and magic words and questions and, you know, not accepting the offers, etc. And where did it all end up leading? We'll find out here in moments. Can you stick with us, Jenna?
Absolutely.
All right, hang on. We'll bring her back here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2's next.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals or marks in the making of this advertisement.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.